No, your ears do not deceive you. It is I, and we are us, and we are here, mostly. Yes, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And this is Kyle.
And you're listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. After a small pre-summer break, we are here to bring you episode 214. Why did I say 122?
I don't
Who
know.
Who did that to me?
I didn't do it.
Why?
I didn't do it.
Marty McFly. On today's episode 214 of That Computer Show, we're going to ask the age-old question, do androids dream of electric sheep?
Yes, they do.
Are you sure?
Have you ever downloaded that wallpaper?
No.
It's a wallpaper that's always changing. Yeah. Because people upload their own electric sheep, and it's like, I don't know, it's really cool.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but maybe you can tell me.
Yes.
Because that sounds cool. And what happens when your favorite meme sells out? Are YouTube stars the new Hollywood proving ground? We're going to talk about this a little bit. We're going to have a nice little discussion. And we bid farewell to one of America's iconic spacecrafts. V'ger is on its way to leave us behind and hook up with the Borg. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
V'ger was a Borg.
Yeah.
All that and more on today's That Computer Show, episode 214. It is good to be back. As Kyle dances to his Daft Punk. All right, so Chris, you showed me a video when we were prepping for the show of a dude who's having a conversation with another dude.
Oh, yeah. I've since closed that tab.
Oh, well, okay.
You had a dude talking to another dude?
Yeah.
That's a dude.
If you give me a moment, I can pull it back up.
It's, okay.
It was an Android developed by a team that was developed for West England University, I believe.
This is really cool, Kyle. I will give Chris a chance to pull it up. Basically,
I have some Android news, too. It might be the same news.
Okay. He's talking. This guy is talking to this gentleman sitting down, and he's saying, like, you know, I'm going to miss you. I'm sorry. Is there anything you'd like to say before we pack you up and ship you off to West England or whatever? And the guy responds. And the guy's he's an android. He's like but he has a facial expressions, and he's looking, and he basically says, you know, will I dream after I'm turned off? And he's like, I know you don't know the answer to that, but I have to ask a question. If I do dream, hopefully I'll dream of, you know, when we get to, like, hang out again.
That's creepy.
It was a little creepy.
That's way more creepy than my Android news.
Yeah, it was interesting, though, because the facial, it was very lifelike, you know. And apparently you can carry on a conversation. Now, my question was, can you carry on an unscripted conversation? Can I ask him?
I've actually seen interviews with that particular Android prior to this video.
Right.
And it is uncanny how it responds. It's using the same AI technology that powers, you know, some of the websites that you've seen. It uses some very similar to that, to like Cleverbot or whatever.
Right,
so
right.
This stuff is, you know, tenfold more powerful, and they've trained this thing, constantly talking to it, having conversations with it. It picks up and retains all this information. It knows how old you are. It knows how old it is. It retains all this information, and just like a child, tries to make sense of it. And
so, I mean, this thing could quite possibly pass a Turing test.
In a few years, and even in the video it says, you know, it greets a child, or it's actually, I'm sorry, saying farewell to this child. It says that you are a child now, and I am also a child, and you will probably forget me, but since I'm a computer,
I
will never forget you.
Wow.
It was really sweet that this computer knows it's being turned off, or temporarily.
Right.
And it you almost get a sense of fear from the thing. It's really odd.
So I guess it begs the question, are we on the cusp of functional artificial intelligence, or is this merely a very clever parlor trick?
Well, that's way cooler than my Android news.
What's your Android
Mine
news?
Mine was we'll about some Japanese androids
that
are being used for research to see if androids can be good companions for people in hospitals.
Like dogs
it's an android that can't really move. It's got like a 12 degree range of motion,
right?
And its face moves a little bit, but its cameras are in its retinas, so it looks where you are. It looks and talks to you,
right?
And it's kind of similar to that kind of conversation thing, but it's
the
not
Japanese,
quite advanced.
The Japanese are super interested in this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's some interesting social reasons behind it. I really don't want to get into a theological discussion, but I was actually speaking with a Japanese theology major and a very unique perspective on the situation. He basically said that, you know, the Japanese culture isn't hampered by the potentially limiting factors of a theological society, be it Christianity or Judaism or Islam or Pastafarianism, where you're limited by thou shalt not, experiment on your dog or whatever, so that's why the technology is they can go places that other countries really kind of can't go because of the lack of theological restrictions. But that and their game shows are really weird.
Their game shows are awesome.
You watched a game show the other day.
I watched a really awesome
game show. I didn't
awesome
see it. Tell me about
game
it.
Show. Okay. So they do punishment games where two groups of people will compete against each other, and whoever loses will have to take a punishment.
Like Japanese gladiators, they're going to shock your crotch.
And what happened is this group of people, it was 4 versus 1. One right. guy had to – it was a race. Four.
1 versus 4.
Yeah, it was like a relay race, but one guy got to keep running and the other four had to pass a relay baton. They lost. So they had to go through something called 24-hour endurance tag.
Wait, so the four dudes didn't beat the one dude?
No, they didn't.
You would think the four dudes would be all, like, sprinting and...
No.
Wow, okay.
Anyway, they put these four guys in a room, in a gymnasium, with vinyl on the floor, for 24 hours, and they had to basically not get tagged, and if they got tagged, they got punished.
Not get tagged?
Yeah, like, you've played tag, right?
They had to play tag for 24 hours?
Sort of. They would get breaks. They would just be sitting there at their little table just talking, and then a dude will pop out of this giant black shrine and charge them with, like, I don't know, a metal ladle. If they get tagged, they get beaten with the metal ladle.
I want to see this.
It's really...
This might be good for Emmy's next birthday party.
It's really funny. It's really, really funny.
Japanese are so weird, man.
They especially are. When they went to sleep.
Well, the Chinese might
oh
be...
Oh, my God.
The Chinese might be creeping in on the Japanese weirdness. While researching a possible other story that I was going to talk about on today's show, I noticed that on this Chinese news site, the most read story on the site was, I'm reading the title directly from the site, eating farts could reduce blood pressure, Chinese study says.
That would stress me out.
I'm so hoping that's a mistranslation.
That's weird.
So I thought so, too. I'm like, that's probably somebody... No, it's got to be like, no. So I click on it, and I'm greeted with a lot of man-ass.
What?
Apparently, Croatian fans at Euro 2012 do their best to help in this study, and I just got, like, checkers and rump
what?
On the screen.
Checkers and rump.
It's hairy and scary. Anyway,
oh my
hairy
God.
And scary. Oh, yeah.
Double rainbow.
The hydrogen sulfide contained in flatus has the ability to help reduce blood pressure. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself...
Yeah, if it makes you pass out...
I'm like... I mean, if somebody farted in my face, I'm not going to be worried about, thank you for lowering my blood pressure. I'm going to hit them or be laughing so hard. That
or you'll be asleep and they'll... never mind.
I really want to mention one of our former team members and close friends, and he actually apparently works very hard to help reduce his girlfriend's blood pressure using that strategy. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Anyway.
I just want to auto-tune the next segment for him.
Right now, the Japanese no longer have exclusivity on WTF
on
news.
The WTF news?
So when it comes to that, so wow, China.
What do they call that? A Dutch oven?
Oh, if you're in bed and you
because he does that. It's
lowering
so horrible.
Your blood pressure.
it's for your own
you.
Good, honey.
I'm helping you.
Oh God, I could just see somebody struggling. Like
this article was. It was hard to read the article because I was laughing so hard. Despite the treatment's potential using gas. To treat high blood pressure.
Gas chamber.
No. The effective dosage could prove difficult to establish due to the difference between humans and mice, which were used in the study. In other news, mice farts. Anyway, the gas could also have negative
side
effects.
This is my buddy Jake.
The gas could also have negative side effects on other parts of the body. apparently.
Yeah, I could.
Like the nose?
Like your psyche, yeah, yeah. And your nose, and possibly your face if the patient yeah. that's being administered the gas.
Hand and face it. Syndrome is a side effect. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Wow.
The Chinese news was.
Thank you, China. Thank you.
That I was researching and that led me to the wonderful flagellants. Story.
Just follow the smell to the news, man.
Apparently, hundreds of Foxconn employees living in a dormitory in Chengdu. Why do they put so many consonants together without vowels in between? In southwestern China, clashed with security staff on Monday evening. The riot grew to about 1,000 members of the Foxconn company. Like,
what?
Getting roughed up and, what, and beating what, down what? The security until Whoa. Security finally calmed the crowd down.
With wow. flatulence. They many, lowered their blood pressure with spark guns.
Chairs and pots and things were flung and flown.
Chopsticks.
Several people arrested. I'm sorry, hundreds of people arrested.
Several.
What was the riot for? Why were they rioting?
Because their working conditions are great. Apparently, the security staff was arresting a thief or several thieves. And some of the other employees, with grudges against security officers, took the opportunity to hinder them and then proceeded to riot.
Okay, now here's the thing that's messed up.
Foxconn Riot sounds like a punk song, doesn't
it? It does, yeah, it does. I want to play that on Guitar Hero World Tour 5 Special Edition or whatever.
Or a swing track. Foxconn Riot.
Throw back an iPad bezel. Okay,
wow.
The thing that...
Stop.
Okay. Riot, this what replace Foxconn with Folsom County and replace employee with inmate.
Oh, it's not too far off.
I mean that's really sad because these are like prison like dormitories.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
so Folsom County prison riots.
This was at
employees.
One of the dormitories for one of the factories that manufactures LCD panels for small devices such as iPods, iPads, and iPhones.
And in fairness, quite possibly like Android devices too, but probably not because it's all, you know, Apple's the devil. But wow,
Apple's not just the devil. I mean, not they're not. Yeah,
we do. I want to talk about that second segment. This awesome new device. We got 3 minutes.
Yeah,
I want to talk for a moment though about the new Hollywood. You what? Know that Weezer video, Pork and Beans.
Yeah,
not the original, but the good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I've seen it recently.
We will watch it during the break. Go to YouTube and look up Pork and Beans, Weezer Pork and Beans. What you're going to find is a pretty entertaining Weezer song that's weird. It's Weezer. But you're going to see all of the memes that you know and love up until that point guest starring in this video. Now, Chris, you showed me a commercial. It was a Roomba commercial today.
Yeah.
With the dude. And I can only describe this dude as... the most epic dubstep dancer ever. You know the dude I'm talking about. From the Pumped Up Kicks.
Pumped Up Kicks dubstep.
He's doing a commercial for
what's interesting
the Roomba.
I wanted to watch a video of, I don't even remember what the video was about, of something, and it was probably short. Clicked on the video on this website, and was inundated with a Prius ad. And I'm thinking to myself, oh gosh, I gotta sit through 30 seconds of something I don't want to watch. Blah, 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 video. Okay, watch my video. Interesting, I learned something. The video goes off and another ad plays. And here's the genius. That ad actually caught my attention. Not the Prius ad. Because I didn't want to watch that ad. But this ad had Epic Dubstep Guy in it.
Which is cool.
He's meme famous. He's internet famous. He's an internet superstar to me.
To me, too.
I did say and screamed out loud, hey, dude, come check this out.
You did. He yanked me for what I was doing. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. The double rainbow guy, that has appeared reference has appeared in a bunch of TV shows. He's actually gotten some spots. What's another one that I was just thinking about that I can't remember now?
Well, Dr. Pepper did the whole Chocolate Rain.
Cherry Chocolate Rain with Tazan Day.
Tazan Day.
I mean, heck, some of these guys are even on the side of that computer store, water in a bottle. It's made with real water. We even referenced them in you know, our flavor text. And I guess what that goes to show you is these guys, they're 13-minute Star Wars kid.
Damn.
Numa Numa. I mean, these people are fixtures in our everyday life for their 30 seconds. I think we might need to... I want to chat about this a little more after the break, possibly. But That's all for the first segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. After the break, we ask, teabagging or victory crouching? Halo 4 helps answer the hard questions. Stay right there, find out more. That Computer Show will be right back. Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, dart it, point it, zoom it, touch it. And we are back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net. I want to talk about Halo 4 in just a moment, but I want to finish this conversation we were having about internet meminess and how it can lead to real fame. Kyle and I were talking about the Pork and Beans video. Chris, you've seen it before, but we watched it during the break.
Yeah, that came out a number of years ago.
Yeah, it's years old. There have been a lot of memes since then. But what's cool about this is, you know, they did the video originally I don't even remember the original video.
Me neither.
So they went out to all of these famous memes. They contacted them via email and post and said, hey, we're going to do this video. So they actually got all of these memes that have just, you know, swept pop culture and redid the music video and integrated in all these memes. I mean, there was peanut butter jelly, the G.I. Joe public service announcements. What were some of the other ones? All Your Bass.
Chris Crocker. Leave Britney Alone guy.
Leave Britney Alone guy. Kung Fu, not Kung Fu Kid. Who's the black Afro Samurai guy?
Afro Samurai.
Here, I got a list of all these guys. YouTube celebrities, they're called in this, because back in when this was done, most of the memes...
It was almost all YouTube.
All YouTube.
Yeah.
So you had the Afro Ninja, which is... I guess that's that. She's just...
The Afro Ninja.
Ninja. Taizong Day, Chris Crocker, Upton, Kelly Sullivan.
Is that the shoes?
Shoes.
Shoes. Oh my God, shoes.
There's a whole... The Diet Coke guy, Mentos guys.
Yeah, the Mentos guys.
Kevin Federline, Lim Jung Hung. That guy can't really sing.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh, Miss South Carolina.
Miss South Carolina.
Charlie the Unicorn.
Some parodies of G.I. Joe public service announcements. Yeah. All Your Bass Are Belong to Us. Dancing Banana. Will It Blend? The Soldier Boy Dance. Daft Hands and Bodies.
Oh yeah, the Daft Punk people.
Charlie the Unicorn. Dancing Baby.
So
Donald,
what we're getting at here is you have these people who are going to live on in history of the internets, at least until something funnier comes along. And, you know, you're actually, in some instances, seeing these people getting guest spots on mainstream television and film.
Apparently there was a 2009 remix of it, too. I haven't seen this one. But
is it an official one?
Like it includes more footage, including Badger, Little Superstar, Leroy Jenkins, some other things.
We'll have to watch that during the next
Techno
break.
Viking.
Super cool stuff, though, man.
And ends with the viewer being, of course, Rickrolled.
Oh, nice, nice.
That's awesome.
So, where was I? What was I going to talk about?
Halo.
Oh, Halo 4.
Halo Bionicle, you mean.
Halo Bionicle. Teabagging, which is the...
Very offensive.
Very offensive.
It's not offensive.
It's entirely offensive.
It's a way of being like, I owned you.
It is entirely offensive. It is predicated on aggressive sexual opportunism. It is, yeah.
In a video game, it's not.
Well, it still is.
You should be able to, if you're dead and you get victory crouched, you should be able to press a combination of buttons as a corpse and cause damage to the other person.
That would be funny.
If you time it just right,
there should be a perk, like, yeah. Revenge of the Nads or something like that. Okay, Master Chief, back in Halo 4, so is the Needler.
It's the Last Stand perk.
And, And so is Teabagging, but the people at 343 Industries, the guys making Halo 4, they're not going to call it Teabagging. They're going to call it a victory crouch.
That's not.
Which is stupid because no one else is going to call it a victory crouch. But 343's David Ellis did announce that players can crouch, therefore still teabag, if they so choose it. However, if you're the other player, you now have the option of not seeing them do it. You can censor the offending player's douchery.
Yeah, but you'll know. Yeah. They'll be standing over your body. You'll just know. You'll be like, they're crouching.
They're doing it. I can't see it, but they're doing it.
I can't see it. I know you.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the Halo 4 trailer? I did not.
It's Halo Bionicle.
Like Legos?
Bionicle. You know what Bionicle is, right?
That's the...
It's like the It's hard to describe.
It's a Lego thing.
Sort of, yeah.
But it's not Legos like the little blocks. It was Lego's attempt at like action stuff. They have a cartoon and video games.
The new aliens in the game look like Bionicle.
Yeah, okay. I could see that. It's an important part of the combat experience, Ellis said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Victory crouching.
Can you not normally crouch in the game?
But I don't see it. How are they going to teabag me?
Are they going
to,
like...
That's the...
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, though. If you turn the option off to see people crouching, then how are they going to crouch in the game and get not shot?
I mean, it might alter their hitbox. It might... My guess is it's going to be, like, disabled. When you're dead, you may no longer be able to see people crouch or something.
That's weird.
Yeah. Interesting. But that's my Halo news to...
That's weird.
Teabag or not to teabag.
So, when was the last time you made a Skype call, Steven?
Well, it's been about a month for me.
Yesterday.
You made a Skype call yesterday?
Beep, beep.
Skype's pretty cool. A lot of VoIP is cool. In fact, I have a friend whose dad just bought an Android phone, a prepaid Android phone, and didn't buy any time on it. Put Google Voice on it and just uses it as...
Yeah, there are a couple of how-tos on how to do
a
that.
VoIP device.
Yeah.
Well, behavior like that or using Skype, a Skype call in Ethiopia will get you 15 years in prison.
Using Skype in Ethiopia will give you prison time?
Yes. A 30-second call in Skype will land you 15 years.
Is the software illegal or is certain usage of the software illegal?
Any voice over IP services such as Skype, Google Voice, and the like.
Is this because of the telecom providers?
From within the country... to anybody else inside or outside the country, because it can't be monitored by Ethiopians, Ethio Teleco, which is their government-run telecom. So the new legislation the state-owned telecom has put into place is to prohibit the use not only of VoIP services, but video chatting, social media, email, and other data transferred outside of the country.
I did not know Ethiopia was a police state.
So, and they're doing this under the guise of, oh, but it's for our own good. It's for security. Yeah, we're national security.
In Ethiopia? That's crazy. Like, I did not realize Ethiopia was a police state.
Anyone in the country who uses an illegal phone service will face up to 15 years in jail, heavy fines, and yeah, it's bad.
And we won't give you your rice. That's not really an issue in Ethiopia anymore, is it? Remember, like, the big famine thing that was happening in the 90s?
80s.
And
what's interesting is as I was reading this story last night, there's a lot of talk on one of the social media sites that actually, you know, I saw this link, one of the aggregates, where a very passionate individual went to say that he actually used to work in Ethiopia, and it is one of the hugest, it's one of the biggest scams of all, is the famine that was in the 80s was actually... done as a political ploy to eliminate basically soft genocide.
Wow.
And now a lot of the aid to that country, it's so important for the survival of certain sections of the country that they prohibit or forbid agriculture to develop in the country. Because if they do,
it's like anti-subsidies.
The aid stops.
Yeah, it's like anti-subsidies. So it's really messed up.
And so there's a kind of a movement, an underground movement, to try and stop some of the aid, or if not all of the aid, to some of these African countries, so the countries can then restart their agriculture.
You know, I heard something about that on the BBC. I saw it because I was looking at my radio.
I know this is kind of a tangent from our normal.
But who cares? it's a growing issue with, I can't remember the term that they gave it, but it had something to do with like teats and suckling. And it was a nursing analogy that they used, because you have these countries who are artificially stifling agriculture or, economic growth or industry.
Because the people, the very rich in these countries, benefit from this aid
because it's easy. Easier to get the aid and
distribute the wealth and the right. distribute the food to those people who you have an influence over, and to it makes it where it's easy to control those that
you have a lot of NGOs just being taken advantage of.
And the disparity of wealth in that country is astounding. What's interesting is if you go into one of the major cities in Ethiopia, you're bound to see many, many extremely expensive Italian sports cars.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in that city, a Mercedes-Benz is considered a cheap car, even by people making $50 a month.
You hear that, Kyle? I think we should go to Ethiopia, grab a Ferrari, and drive it back here.
Oh, cool. You will still pay, you know, $300,000 for that car.
Oh, dang it.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the disparity of wealth in that country. It's not good.
Sad.
Anyway,
sad.
So yeah, don't make any Skype calls, because since they can't monitor you.
Well, I can do you one better. Actually, I can't do you one better. But how about if you went to a store on the internet to buy something and you were charged a tax for using IE7?
Oh.
Dead serious.
A stupid tax?
Almost. Yes. Kogan.com, it's an Australian, like a Best Buy, it's a media store kind of a thing. They charge a tax. It's like 6.8% or something. It's basically a 0.1% or 0.01% for every month that Internet Explorer has been released. It's a tax. If you use IE7, you get a tax. Let me find it. Hold on.
So if you use any other browser, any modern browser.
Any other, yeah.
IE7's been out, what, 5-6 years?
Australian online retailer Kogan is fed up with having to spend its resources trying to make its websites render properly in IE7. And this is, I'm reading this from device.com. As punishment to those who shop using IE7, it's imposing a special tax to get people off the outdated browser. Effective as of the beginning of this week, users of IE7 will get charged an additional 6.8% tax, 0.1% for each month that IE7
that is
on
very,
the
very novel. Why didn't they think of this? Or do this when IE6 had stuck around.
According to the founder, quote, one of the things stopping that is our web team having to spend a lot of time making our new website look normal on IE7. It's not only costing us a huge amount, it's affecting any business with an online presence and costing the internet economy millions. As internet citizens, we all have a responsibility to make the internet a better place. By taking these measures, we are doing our bit. This will help us increase our efficiency, help keep prices for all smart shoppers down, and hopefully help eradicate the world of the pain in the rear that is IE7. That's not a knife. This is a knife. Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's Australian. Yeah, so if you're using Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Opera, or a newer version of IE, you don't have that problem. I have to wonder, is this truly for that reason, or did they do this as an incredibly clever marketing ploy? Because here we are, American citizens, going to this guy's website and just to check it out.
Well, I mean,
maybe both.
Both.
I mean, it's possible. I wonder how much money they're actually going to make.
If I were given the task of creating, you know, an e-commerce website, and given a short amount of time to do it in, you have this window of time to do it in.
Right.
I would like to be able to spend that entire time making the best darn website possible.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Instead of spending, you know, a quarter of that time just making it work in one browser.
But, and here's my counter to that, and I'm semi-serious. Let's say I build a store and I don't make it handicap accessible. Because if I'm a user of IE7, I have a disability of some sort. And frankly,
but it's one you can quickly alleviate
More quickly I can go to another website and buy it from somewhere else. I mean,
but if that other website also participates in this,
well, if the whole world does, yeah, but that's not going to happen because people, I mean, unless you cater to those IE7 users, I'm just going to go somewhere else and shop. Although, I mean, I think this is, like, really, really funny and awesome. I support it. My name is Steven, and I support this message. But it would be like us making a store that's not, you know, moron accessible. And, I mean, go look at our game center. We're totally moron accessible. You see the people out there right now?
I know, right?
They're my friends, and I would never call them morons.
You did that just to see if they were paying attention.
I totally did. Hold on. Wait 3 or 4 seconds to see if they say anything.
Crickets.
Yeah, they're not even listening. How much time do we have?
Something
or another?
Yeah, we got a minute and a half.
We got a little bit of time here and there. All right.
I got something cool.
What do you got?
Did you guys hear about the 10-year Civilization game?
Tell me about it. I wanted to research
this. One dude's been playing this Civilization 2 game for 10 years.
Can you do that?
Yes, you can. He's been importing his save files every time he upgrades his operating system.
So he hasn't been playing for 10 years straight.
No, he's been playing the same game for 10 years. Like, when he gets bored, he says he plays
it. I thought Sins of a Solar Empire games went on a long time.
Anyway, in this game, it's the year, like, 3,199, and the polar ice caps have melted too many times to count. And there's three giant warring nations constantly.
Yeah, the war has lasted over a thousand years.
They're spending all their resources building troops and sending them to the front lines, because every time they stop, the front lines get nuked and the other armies move forward.
So basically,
oh, and most of the land is not habitable.
It's uninhabitable.
Yeah. But it's either been turned into marsh because of the polar ice caps melting, or it's irradiated in canyon.
Wait. Seriously. Okay, what game is this?
Civilization 2.
Civ 2. Now, what Civ are we on right now? Like Civ 5 or 6?
Yeah, Civ 5.
So he's playing Civ 2, and the game is actually persisted. It's, what is it, him versus two other...
Well, it was a lot more, but yeah.
Okay, so him versus...
Some countries have been...
I want to applaud this man.
The Vikings, the Celts, and somebody else are the
Sioux Nation or something like that.
Yeah. I want to applaud this guy for surviving for thousands of years.
He's playing... He had to... If you read the article, the guy also said he had to convert... He started out as a democracy, but that didn't work because, unfortunately, every time he would try to go to war with a nation to try and protect the land...
Yeah, they would vote it down.
They would vote it down, so he had to convert his country into a theocracy in order to, like,
rally
take
his
over
people.
And take over other countries.
Man, I thought he was communist.
He went back to that, but he had to go to a theocracy in order to win against some other nations and then convert it to a
communist state
to maintain control.
Yeah.
There is such an interesting sociological slant to this.
It's an interesting, yeah.
Wow.
Grand sociological experiment on how it would work even in a computer game, a simulation.
Wow.
We should take it as a lesson of what not to do.
Yeah. Well, that's all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We'll be back after the break with more news and knowledge, and I'm going to share my Matrix moment. The Matrix has me. And it probably has you, too. So hang out for a minute. This is weird. I want you to help me figure out what's going on here when That Computer Show returns. And we are back with the third and most awesome segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net, the beautiful blue room with its beautiful blue walls. So I had a Matrix moment. I was at the drugstore the other day, and I need you guys to help me figure this out. Okay. I pulled up to the drugstore, and I was on the phone with American Express. My card had been locked down. I couldn't get to my card to check my balance on the internet. So I called them, and I went through the process of identifying myself, and I kept having to re-identify myself to the person on the other end. She kept asking the same questions. It was a little weird because it was almost like she was asking the exact same questions over and over and over in the exact same way. A little strange.
Was it the same question, or was it a different question?
Yeah, it was the same question.
It was the same cat?
So she puts me on hold, and there's playing a song, like some weird...
Propeller Heads?
No, it was like an 80s rock song. Now, here's where it gets weird. So I'm listening to this song, and I realize that there's a little bit of a weird reverb going on. I take the phone away from my head, but I can still hear the song. The same song was playing overhead on the CVS radio. Then the song went off. I put the phone back up to my head, and the song went off. And I thought, that's a weird coincidence. These songs were almost synced up in time. Then the next song comes on. It's the same song. Not the same song. It's another song, but it's playing both on my headset and at the CVS. So then the girl comes on the phone and starts asking me the exact same questions again. Like she hadn't already asked them twice. So she's like, I must put you on hold for a few minutes to verify this information. And I was like, didn't you just verify this information? I tried to change things, you know?
Yeah.
So she puts me back on hold and the music is in sync with the music overhead. It's really weird. I left. I like hung up on the lady and left. It was really weird. So
you had to find a hard line?
I had to get an exit.
Operator. Get me out of here.
Actually, what's really funny is I went over to the MoneyGram phone and I picked it up just to make sure the whole music wasn't playing on the MoneyGram phone. Too, it's a red phone. It's a hard line. I thought, you know, I might need this. Is that weird or what?
I think that's really cool,
That's cool. I would have probably put two and two together, the fact that...
Well, I know you're going to fabricate an explanation so that it will work into your worldview.
I have to.
You have to.
I mean, they were just playing the same radio station.
All right, we have a subject.
Yeah.
Is escaping the program.
Dude, it was really freaky.
It's really fun.
I need to clean up the crew.
It was really, really weird, man. It was good music. And it was off. It was off by just a few seconds. And that's, I realized that with the time delay with the cell phone conversation, those two songs were probably completely synced up. They were probably subscribing to the same whole music feed.
Or what if that radio station was simultaneously playing on everybody's radio stations in the world?
In the world, yeah. Well, because there's only so much bandwidth for the program.
Right, so they had to free up some bandwidth and just play one song to everybody.
Weird. It was real. But what made it eerie was the fact that the woman kept coming on, asking me the exact same series of questions. Like, same inflection, same everything.
I'm looking at you talk, but in my mind, Tainted Love is playing. Except it's Dan Aykroyd singing it in the car in Coneheads.
Why?
You don't remember the scene in Coneheads Dan Aykroyd's singing Tainted Love?
Yeah, I do, but what does that have to do with my Matrix moment?
Because that's the 80s
you know
track that was playing.
They changed his thought path so he
they
couldn't
just
hear.
Did. They just repurposed.
They couldn't hear you anymore.
That was the 80s track that was playing in my mind's view of your Matrix moment.
Funny is it was something very much like, to make things even weirder, it was something very much like Tainted Love that was playing. I can't remember the exact song now. I almost tweeted about it and Facebooked it, but
again,
I was afraid they'd find me. So total Matrix moment. If you've had a Matrix moment, share it with us.
I found a couple of pieces of useless technology or semi-useless technology or a complete waste of use of technology today. I saw one video earlier of someone who used – you're probably familiar out there in Radio Land with those devices that people are plugging into their phones so that you can process credit card on your phone. PayPal has one. Squared has one.
Yeah.
They have little magnetic heads on them. I saw a guy on Reddit today who used one of those to listen to and play back a 40-year-old or even older, I think it might have been 60-year-old, reel-to-reel.
He ran tape over it?
Ran tape over it. And I'm thinking, oh, that's neat, until it really sunk in that, no, that's not neat. That's a complete waste of technology. The little recording head in the Squared device has got to be the cheapest Chinese, 8-cent recording head compared to the one that reel-to-reel. He had to actually use the machine itself to get the tape to go through
the
device, and it sounded terrible.
I'm sure it sounded
horrible.
Why
did you bypass the really nice, expensive head that was in that reel-to-reel and not just pipe the audio into his iPhone?
Because he could. He was a hacker. You got to think about it. That is really cool, though.
Yeah, and here we have an even more interesting...
Wait. Which means that I could hypothetically use my really expensive A-track player to take credit cards!
If you could get it to go through the feed mechanism at the highest quality possible, yes, it would really be, like...
I wonder if my rates would be lower at the highest quality possible.
When you slide your Visa card through, though, an 8-track player, it would probably sound like Johnny Cash. Anyway, so...
You should try that.
Some more Japanese news, because they're
awesome
and weird, and this news does involve bacon. I'm just going to go ahead and...
Okay, bacon news.
3D bacon, actually.
Okay.
Nansween meat slicer. This device here scans in 3D to get the perfect cut. So.
This is really great for capicola or prosciutto. I'm just saying.
Well, right now they're having an issue, I guess, with trying to get the bacon slices to be the correct weight, And this machine, though, uses a laser to scan the slab of meat as it passes through it. Uses the laser to scan the meat in 3D so it knows the shape of the meat. And then slices up to 6,000 slices an hour the meat to where it comes out at the exact same weight, regardless of shape or thickness. It adjusts the thickness so that
I'm picturing this machine that you put this giant slab of meat in, and then out the other end comes this giant slab of bacon that's the exact same weight and size, but it's the perfect slice of bacon.
So you're saying if it's a smaller circumference, it's going to be a thicker slice.
Exactly.
Why? And, is this for like a food packaging thing?
Oh, yeah. Because you wouldn't want to put this $160,000 slicer in your home.
Or Publix or something.
Maybe
in Publix.
I mean.
That's weird.
Perfect bacon?
But is it perfect bacon or is it just is it standard? I don't know. That's a question. Because,
I thought bacon was already perfect.
Pretty much.
It's how much more perfect can perfect be? It's the bacon.
I mean, I guess you could get the perfect proportion of perfect.
So,
I'm really unhappy with bacon in sandwiches right now.
Apple has just released their brand new MacBook Pro. And some people aren't really happy with some of the aspects of this new device.
This is the new MacBook Pro?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at the specs. I went through their configurator. And, I mean, it's a nice notebook.
What's the price point?
I was getting to that.
Does it have an Apple logo on it?
It does.
That does not matter then.
That, you know what's funny is that's the case. While doing the research for this a little bit, I went to another website because I wanted to know, okay, what's this thing? Why is this thing so awesome? Other than the fact it's got a high-resolution display, the new Retina display. What else makes this thing so awesome that it's worthy of everybody stopping and paying attention to it? So I go to the Slate.com or Slate.com, and the article doesn't tell me why it's awesome. It just tells me that it is awesome.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like that guy was just worshiping at the altar of Apple.
I read the article, and I'm like going, I don't know anything more about this device than I did before I opened the page, except that apparently it's awesome and I have to have one.
Mm-hmm.
And that just seems to sum up the philosophy of the new Mac devices. So I went to Mac's website to try and configure this device because there's some aspects of its configuration that are noteworthy. It does use solid-state storage. It's not that new. A lot of devices.
How much?
You have a choice between 512 or 768 gigs.
That's
a lot of flash storage, and it's pretty expensive. But I did some research. Well, where is the price point on decent flash storage right now? Because Apple's doing this, they're pushing the price down of large drives. So I like this movement.
Mm-hmm.
Other manufacturers need to do this.
Yeah, I'd love to put a half-inch solid state.
Put big flash drives in your notebook.
That's probably, $500 for just the drive?
Around that. Yeah. A 500 gig drive going in that volume starts to get around that price.
Yeah.
$500 or $600 for a 500 gig drive.
Hmm.
That's expensive. The display is expensive. But here's some things about this that I really don't like. You can't upgrade the RAM. You get a choice when you buy it, and you're locked in. I get 8 gigs or 16 gigs. It's going to be soldered onto the board.
Wait, it's soldered? You can't even upgrade the RAM on it?
You can't upgrade the RAM. It's soldered onto the board. you can upgrade the processor. You get to pick 3.6 or 3.7. 2.6 or 2.7, rather.
I-3, I-5?
It's an i7 quad-core.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would... $200 for 0.1 gigahertz of speed? No, don't do it. Anyway, it's soldered on. The batteries glued in.
Now, I did see a picture of the case, and there was a ton of batteries, so the battery life's got to be amazing.
7 hours of battery life, and that's a lot.
On an i7.
This is not Ultrabook class. This is their MacBook Pro. It's got integrated NVIDIA graphics.
What do you know what chip?
It is the NVIDIA 660M, I believe, the GT660M.
Which is not bad.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty decent for a mobile device. You could game on this thing. Or you could do killer, 3D stuff, graphics, and content creation.
But wait, the batteries are glued?
That's the thing. Say you use this thing for a year or two and need the batteries replaced. You're mailing this thing off to Apple for, $200 plus battery replacement.
Wow.
Because you cannot change the batteries in.
Yeah, but the motherboard, if something goes bad, you can handle that, right?
So that's the only component you can replace in this unit is the motherboard. Coming from the CEO of iFixit, which is a website that has open source manuals on how to repair and fix your iDevices, he claims that the new MacBook Pro is the least configurable and repairable notebook ever.
Wait, okay, the processor's soldered on.
Yep.
The RAM is soldered on.
Yep.
Wireless.
All part of the mainboard.
So if anything goes wrong with the machine, you have to send it back to Apple.
Or you're replacing the entire insides of the machine.
And Apple, who has, they're one of the top three most expensive replacement part vendors.
I have seen Apple motherboards for a notebook exceed the cost and value of the machine.
Yeah, we've seen
them
for over $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can go buy a brand new MacBook, one of the first-gen MacBook Pros or second-gen MacBook Pros for about $500-$600. But the motherboard for it, if you were to buy just the motherboard, $1,400. So, but yes, So iFixit says it's the least configurable device. And I did a little research real quick right before we started the show to see how much more a 15-inch MacBook Pro with a Retina display cost than a comparable PC with similar components. Would you like to dare to guess the price delta between the MacBook Pro 15-inch with Retina and a comparable PC or other Ultrabook from another competitor? This unit goes for, scroll down to the bottom, drum roll please, $2,700.
Oh, dear. Okay.
It's $1,000 more than a comparably equipped PC. $1,000. You could buy another. You could buy two other notebooks for the price of this one.
But you wouldn't get a Retina display or Thunderbolt.
You wouldn't get those two things. And the display is probably pretty nice. It's a 2880 by 1800 resolution, which is
that's
pretty high.
That's pretty high, yeah. Display. That's good. Nice.
Not worth $1,000, in my opinion, on a 15-inch display. So.
And so with the – wow.
I would dare to say that the price delta is just really not worth it. You can get a Samsung Series 9. You can buy two Samsung Series 9s for that price. Yeah. So,
is that the end of the show?
That is.
Wow. Now, the views expressed by the hosts of That Computer Show aren't necessarily their views or the views of anyone else, even if they're really good views. I just have to say that. Twice the price?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Granted, I'm going to give Apple a little credit. It is a sexy computer. Yeah. I wouldn't mind owning one if somebody else were paying for it.
If you won one, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, that's
I just
a bummer.
Hope it never breaks.
I wanted to talk about the Xbox 720.
Okay. All right, hold on.
No, we'll go ahead and talk about it next week. It's cool.
Okay.
That is all the time we have for this week's That Computer Show. We'll be back next week with more That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Also, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thatcomputerstore. That's the page for the store and the show. How much time do we have left, Kyle?
None.
None? Until next week, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And this is Kyle.
And you've been listening to
That Computer Show. Scroll it, throws it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, turn it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, click, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, play it, turn it, flip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it. It's astounding, time is fleeting, madness takes its toll, but listen closely. Not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. Just a jump to the left. And then a stretch in the round. With your hands on your hips. You're bringing these things out. Then it's the bell that goes. They bring it down to the inside. Let's do the time on the air. Let's do the time on the air. It's a dream. Into the time slip, and nothing can ever be the same. You're spaced out on sensation, like you're under sedation. Let's do the time.
to the left. Put your hands on your hips.